This episode of The Fix has been made possible with the support of the Wealthy Her Network, which was established to champion the diversity of women's wealth, with the end goal of better servicing female investors and returning a greater impact for the benefit of everyone.
Women are fighters, and in time of tragedy, they always show it. What I would like to do is enhance the confidence of women all the time without tragedy. And we have to believe in ourselves and we have to believe in our power and help one another.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix, a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. Fashion designer Diane von Furstenberg first shot to fame after designing the iconic wrap dress in the 1970s. Now she runs her global fashion empire, which spans over 70 countries. Diane's mother first inspired her career ambition, teaching her from a young age that fear is not an option. This advice has served Diane because despite her success, she says she's had to overcome many failures throughout her career. A large part of Diane's work is focused on inspiring and celebrating women leaders. She is also paying it forward through the establishment of the DVF Awards, which celebrate women who are changing the world. On the podcast today, we have the pleasure of hearing from Diane, who's going to be sharing with us why she considers the empowerment of women a gift and what each of us can do to champion the woman in our lives.
About 12 years ago, my son said to me, we should really, as a family foundation, we should create a prize that bears your name because, you know, you believe so much in empowering women and you're so interested in it. So we should really give a prize, a yearly prize to women so that we can give them money and you can also give them exposure and enhance their exposure. So I thought it was a wonderful idea and it was very sweet of my son to think about it. But I was a little shy and a little intimidated as of how to go about it. You know, I mean, how do you out of the blue create a prize? And I was involved with Tina Brown when she started 10 years ago, the Women in the World Conference. And I was helping her. And so when that came about, I thought, oh, what a perfect idea to make that be somehow part of that.
10 years ago, Diane founded the DVF Awards to recognize and support women who've overcome unspeakable odds and are changing the world for the better. From survivors of gender-based violence to activists and justice warriors, the annual DVF Awards gather and honor women who've demonstrated strength and leadership. Diane believes that now more than ever, we need to seize the moment and celebrate women.
It's always the same story. It's always women who overcome their own tragedy and their own misery, and they survive. Then they always use their voice in order to help other, whether it is J.C. Dugard, you know, who was kidnapped for 18 years and had two children with her kidnappers, or all of those women, they all have this tragedy and they really have the strength to fight and they really are survivors. And you will never meet a survivor who doesn't somehow use their voice in order to help people with no voice.
On their 10th anniversary, Anita Hill was awarded the DVF Lifetime Achievement Award. In 1991, Anita testified against the United States Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas, who she had previously worked with on the grounds of sexual harassment. Over 3 days of televised hearings, Anita faced an all-white, all-male Senate Judiciary Committee.
Professor, do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
After approximately 3 months of working there, he asked me to go out socially with him. What happened next and telling the world about it are the two most difficult things, experiences of my life. It is only after a great deal of agonizing consideration and great number of sleepless nights that I am able to talk of these unpleasant matters to anyone but my close friends.
Over the years, Anita has become a source of courage and strength for countless women. And this year, on the night of the DVF Awards, Anita was recognized for her years of work advocating for race and gender equality.
Last year, I saw the documentary, and even though I remember it then, to watch it back, it's just incredible, you know, the strength that that black woman had in front of Congress, in front of all these people, you know, and the question she was asked and the way she answered it, you know, looking at them straight in the eyes, she truly is a role model. I am so honored that she is accepting this award for the 10th anniversary. I could not have wished for somebody better.
Acknowledging women who've survived trauma is something that is deeply personal to Diane. She was raised as a feminist by her mother, who was also a Holocaust survivor.
She was prisoner. She was in Auschwitz for 13 months. So my mother was a survivor. So since I was born 18 months after my mother was, you know, in practically dead, weighing 49 pounds when she survived, you know, I came out of nowhere. And therefore, I guess that it was instilled into me this survival strength or instinct or whatever you call it, you know. So I was always a feminist with as many M's as possible. So I always believed in women, and I was told by my mother that to be a woman was really a privilege. And so I was very lucky to be successful very soon, very early in my life. And as I was becoming confident, I was passing confidence through my little dress. So I've had a relationship with women, building confidence, mine and theirs, all my life.
Every year, the DVF Awards recognize five women who've demonstrated leadership, strength and courage. The honorees also receive $50,000 to support their affiliated nonprofit organization. While the awards provide women with the recognition and financial support they need to advance their work, the real impact is the opportunity for awardees to showcase their efforts.
First of all, it's not really, you know, the big people. The Lifetime Award, I mean, those people are already, you know, famous. I mean, Anita Hill doesn't need exposure, even though it's always nice to remember it. You know, the Lifetime is Jane Goodall and Oprah and Sotomayor, you know, and people like that. But the other people, the people who are less known, for example, we have international award, right? And so these international awards usually come from the network of Vital Voices, because Vital Voices is a wonderful organization, and I'm on the board. And they have the most amazing network of women. So usually we get the international award through them. But then we have People's Voice Award. And these are people who are much less known, who have small organization, and who could really, really use as much. First of all, they certainly can use the money, but they can also use the exposure. And in order to give them more exposure, instead of choosing one, we choose four, and we ask the public to vote for them online. So that way, I actually, even though only one will win, I'm giving exposure to four.
In previous conversations I've had with Diane, she said that while she didn't always know what she wanted to do, the one thing that she did know was the kind of woman she wanted to be. Diane wanted to be the kind of woman that didn't need anyone, somebody who could pay her own bills and wasn't waiting around for Prince Charming. Knowing the kind of woman you want to be and going after that is how all women build a sense of self-confidence. And this is something that Diane wants to give to every woman.
I mean, you have to understand, I consider this a gift. I mean, the fact that I can help is a gift to me. You know, it's not taking time away from something else. As I look forward to my life or whatever left life I have, is the more and more I want to focus on using my voice and my knowledge and my experience and my connection in order to help other women. I mean, I do believe that the 21st century is the century of women, and I do believe that we have no choice but really being strong, because if we miss this opportunity, we won't have it again, and the chances are there will be no humanity left. I mean, it's like we really have to do that. So each one of us can help by just doing that. One of the things that, you know, women are so amazing. Always, in time of tragedy, women show up. They take one child in one hand, one child in the other hand, money in the bank, they go. You know, women are fighters. And in time of tragedy, they always show it. What I would like to do is enhance the confidence of women all the time, without tragedy. And we have to believe in ourselves, and we have to believe in our power and help one another.
Diane believes that at the heart of empowering women is recognizing the challenges they've had to overcome, which is why the DVF Awards are so important.
I mean, you know, women are our mothers. Everybody has a mother. It is unacceptable that women are not equal. It is unacceptable. So it is unacceptable that women are treated as meat. It is unacceptable that women are trafficked and things like that. It's not acceptable. And so we all have to stand together.
In celebrating women, the aim is not to exclude men, but rather to encourage all women to take the lead.
We cannot take it for granted. It's unbelievable how things repeat themselves and so on. And that's why I beg all women to not let this moment go by and to take charge. And by the way, taking charge does not mean that we don't like men, you know. It doesn't mean that we have to dominate, but we have to be in charge of ourselves, and we cannot be treated as meat. But sometimes it's also women who are their worst enemy, you know, so we have to believe in it.
Diane believes that all of us are inspiring because despite the challenges we face, we continue to believe in ourselves and we don't lose sight of who we are. Diane says this is why it's so important to be able to share our stories and get inspired by one another. In fact, she once told me that the best gift you can give anyone is to inspire confidence, which is something that Diane is known for. Here she shares why this is so important to her.
The most important advice that I can give anyone at any age, man or woman or anything, is that we all must be reminded that the most important relationship in life is the one we have with ourselves. Once we have that, any other relationship is a plus and not a must. And that is what creates our character. And our character is the only thing that we have total control of. You can lose your health, your wealth, you can lose everything, but you never lose your character, even under torture. And that is, obviously, it's a practice, you have to practice it all the time. But if you think about it, what really is the character? It really is the relationship you have with yourself. So you have to believe that. You have to believe in your own fortress.
Over the years, I've learned so much from my conversations with Diane. She is truly a remarkable woman. And the thing that I will always remember from her is the importance of deciding who you want to be and going after that, rather than chasing any achievements. In today's Wealthy Her Weekly Fix, we're joined with Hadia Fatella, Executive Director of C5 and one of the founding members of the Wealthy Her Network. Here, Hadia shares her fix.
Hello, I'm Hadi Fathallah, Executive Director of C5, one of the founding member organizations of the Wealthy Her Network. I'm also the founder of C5 Nebula, a mentorship and support platform that aims to bridge the gender gap in tech and more broadly. For this week's Wealthy Her Fix, I wanted to share some tips on being a more effective professional and leader. These are insights I've developed through my own professional journey, transitioning from government to the corporate and investment world. The first tip is on networking and mentorship. While networking is a great tool to learn new skills and expand your influence and professional opportunities, research suggests that it is a lower priority for women. Also, we have a tendency as humans to be more drawn to similar people, which makes professional networking naturally more difficult for us, with men dominating most senior and decision-making positions in most key industries. Make networking a priority. Seek connections that are operational, strategic, and even interpersonal, and work on cultivating these relationships. On mentorship, research also suggests that women are less likely to both seek mentors and benefit from existing opportunities and access. So find opportunities within your own organization and in your broader professional network to both develop new skills and competencies and to scale professionally within the ranks of your organization and field of practice. Don't be too intimidated, or if you are in a more senior position, too proud to ask for guidance and support, or too modest to highlight your strengths and value. Mentoring can significantly help bridge the professional gender gap, especially in more senior positions. Secondly, step up. While the numbers vary depending on the source, research largely shows that women are still significantly underrepresented in C-suite and board positions globally. They also often do not consider themselves as viable candidates or advocate for themselves to be considered for more senior roles. On the upside, organizations globally are developing gender diversity strategies and setting clear and measurable targets. So understand how the competencies you have developed and the resume you have curated throughout your career can be adapted to more senior and even board roles. Make your skills and experiences relatable and transferable, and put yourself out there. Finally, be a good leader and role model. Some of the best advice I've heard successful professional women stress is that once you've climbed the professional ladder, don't pull it up behind you. Use your leadership, expertise, and access to create opportunities and advocate for other women. If we work collectively to amplify each other's efforts and successes, we are more empowered to build a strong professional network of women who can more effectively break existing barriers and achieve greater equality and parity in the workplace.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to my newsletter. Each week, I share exclusive insights and stories from men and women who are passionate about creating a gender equal world. We provided a link in the show notes, so it's easy for you to sign up. Have a great week, everyone, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.
This show is produced by Human Group Media, an award-winning social good podcast company. Human Group Media works with thought leaders, brands, and organizations to inspire social change through the power of audio storytelling.